I can always count on Stephen Colbert to put my brain's inner musings to words. After reports alleging that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to a classmate at Yale, Colbert's late-night response was, "Seriously, that's not good. I mean, you'd expect that kind of thing at Dartmouth, but Yale?" I arrived on campus in 1989, excited about Dartmouth's academic opportunities, but aware of its male-dominated past. I considered myself lucky to have arrived on campus close to two decades after it had gone co-ed. Legend had it that the first women to arrive in the 1970s were called pigs, as they simply walked to their classes, and I knew that probably wasn't the worst of it. Indeed, claims of assault during that period have recently surfaced, including from New Hampshire Representative Annie Custer and New Hampshire State Senator Martha Hennessy, who says she didn't report the assault for fear of retaliation. Things are so much better now, went the unwritten script I heard in my head. Be grateful. But during my time, the editor of the Dartmouth where I worked was accused of sexual assault, as were other undergraduates. Efforts were made to maintain confidentiality, but it's a relatively small school, and people talked. Accusers often became outcasts because they didn't stick to the be grateful script. Female students watching the Anita Hill hearings in 1991 saw that if we reported grossly inappropriate behavior, even as professors, we could be publicly smeared as a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. Then we watched as nominee Clarence Thomas, the focus of these accusations, was confirmed by the U.S. Senate for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The following year, I myself went off script to call out offensive behavior I experienced during a foreign study program, which included, but was not limited to, male students placing bets on women. This was a quarter century before the Me Too movement. I didn't expect, nor did I receive, accolades for bravery. A few years after graduation, I saw posters on campus with the message that, "She will remember on Tuesday what you said on Saturday." But in fact, we remember for decades.